This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A judge is considering whether a police agency should be punished after documents related to the suspected Club Q shooter were leaked. Colorado Springs TV station KKTV and the Associated Press reported on a previous case involving the suspect based on documents sealed by a court. Lawyers for the suspect accused the El Paso County Sheriff's Office of leaking the documents, but the Sheriff's Office says no evidence has been submitted showing the agency leaked them. KRCC's Abigail Beckman will have updates on today's hearing later this afternoon. In their first day back at the state capitol Monday, Colorado lawmakers made a symbolic gesture that could point to some real changes in how they tackle the housing issue. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On Monday, lawmakers renamed one legislative committee in the House and another in the Senate to include housing in their titles. The change is part of a larger move by Democrats to make housing affordability and development rules a key topic in the new session, House Speaker Julie McCluskey.
Housing is a statewide concern, which is why this year we will pass policies to remove the unnecessary barriers that have made it more challenging and difficult to address our critical housing shortage.
Local governments worry this means the legislature could intervene in how cities and towns set development policies. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The city of Denver reached a settlement with a couple shot by police with pepper balls during the George Floyd protests. On Monday, Denver City Council approved a payment of $325,000 in damages to Shatario Brown and Brittany King. The lawsuit says officers fired at the couple's car near the Civic Center. King was pregnant at the time of the shooting. This is CPR News and KRCC. Highs in Colorado today are in the mid to lower 40s. Stay warm. Stay tuned.